Well, thank you all for having me here and for such a warm welcome. I have to make an assumption that if you're in this room, that you probably feel like you have some kind of purpose or some kind of calling on your life. Is that a safe assumption to make? Maybe you don't know what it is yet, but there's something stirring in you that you're supposed to do something good with your life, yeah? Well, I will tell you right now that I have never felt so far from my call as I did when I was slinging coffee at Starbucks. I have never, ever felt so far from my call. When I was a kid, like I felt like I grew up in church, and so I've had this sense that God had this big purpose and plan for my life. Maybe some of you haven't grown up in church, and maybe you don't even know what I'm talking about. Or since you've been here in Chi Alpha among these people, you're sensing this kind of like, I feel like maybe there's something bigger than just making a dollar or getting through the day or getting high tomorrow or whatever it is that you used to look forward to. And you're now finding there's something different, something more to life. And I'm standing at Starbucks, and I'm making coffee, and I'm getting yelled at because it's just not a dry enough cappuccino, and just the most ridiculous complaints that people could have in their life. And I'm like, God, I thought you had something bigger for me. I thought you had something better for me. I thought you called me to change the world. That's just what I thought. And I was really frustrated. My husband was a pastor. He got to go to work every day at a church. And, you know, to me, I just felt like left out of that. I was really frustrated. And I felt like, okay, well, if I've got to be here at Starbucks, I guess maybe I'll just, I don't know, try and let people here know at least that God loves them, you know? And I was kind of working my way up in Starbucks, trying to get promotions and stuff, because nobody wants to work for a barista pay. I mean, if you do, that's fine, but I didn't. And I just was like, okay, if I'm going to be here, I may as well make a little more money. So I'm working my way up or whatever. I got myself to shift lead, and we got this. Someone approached us and said, hey, there's this guy, works at another Starbucks. He did something naughty, and so we have to move him to a different Starbucks. Will you guys take him? And we're like, yeah, okay, we'll take him. So he shows up, and he starts working at a Starbucks, and he's like, hey, no one else would take me. Why'd you guys take me? And I was able to start having conversations with him about, you know, there's greater things in life than just, you know, doing the thing that he did and, you know, and all this other stuff. And he's loved. And, you know, I was able to just kind of share a little bit. And we started having these conversations like over and over again. And his name is Jake. And Jake and I became friends. And, you know, we'd have these really great conversations. And it was kind of crazy because, like, he started asking deep questions about God because I shared with him, well, I love the Lord, and, you know, maybe that's what you're seeing different in me, and there's someone else here who also is that way. And he's like, yeah, they're totally, yeah. So, you know, it just kind of turned into this thing, you know. And so we find ourselves in the situation where we've got this guy, Jake. He doesn't know the Lord, but he's been introduced to the Lord through us, and we're kind of like, okay, wow, this is kind of cool. It was maybe the first time that I had experienced being not in a church environment where I'm talking about God in a way like, you know, I really want to introduce him to you. And the Lord really began to work, and the Lord really began to move. And then I got called into the back office with my boss. And he said, hey, I heard that you have been talking about God at here at work. And I'm like, and he said, you know, you're not supposed to do that. And in fact, I have to write you up because I'm getting so many complaints. And I'm like a goody two-shoe kind of like person. So I was mortified. I start like getting all freaked out, you know. And honestly, at that point, I felt like what very little call God gave to me or had on my life or whatever little purpose I had was just buried. Like I just wanted, it's like, okay, fine, I'll just bury it in the ground. I'll cover it up. I'll just forget about it. In that moment, so many things flashed through my mind. Why am I even here? What is the point of this? Because it's certainly not to make a bunch of money. You know? Really, all I was accomplishing was getting a break from my kids, really. You know? And so I was frustrated. I was frustrated in that moment. And what's interesting is that I always, in my life, thought that God had a call in my life to what we in the church world, or people in the church world, call vocational ministry. Have you guys heard this term? A vocational ministry is maybe someone who works at a church, who's maybe they're a kids pastor, maybe they're a worship pastor, or maybe they're the lead pastor, or maybe they lead a Chi Alpha, or maybe they're an intern at your Chi Alpha. Or there's all kinds of, yeah, there's a maybe a vocational missionary, maybe going overseas. They get paid to go take the message of the good news of Jesus Christ over to people who've never heard about it. And I always thought that God called me to that. And what I realized was that God had actually called me to reach the people I was around every day. And if I'm working in a church, I'm working around Christians. How am I going to reach people every day if I'm working at a church? So God began to broaden my understanding and help me see a little bit better what it is that he was asking me to do. And it says in Peter says in the Bible, and I know some of you read the Bible, right? Anyone? Anyone got a Bible? Read the Bible? You've opened a Bible on your phone. I will tell you right now, there's some power in opening a physical Bible. I've been doing it a lot lately. It's kind of cool. So I'm just saying, I know it's a little vintage, but it's kind of cool. It's a little vintage. But anyway, Peter says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. Do you know who he was talking to? He wasn't talking to a group of ministers who are paid to run a church. He was talking to the church. He was talking to you. He wasn't talking to some elite group of people who make, you know, no money doing it, but they get all this, you know, like, this is what I do. I'm a pastor. There was nothing elite or unique about this group except that they were the church. He was talking to the church. He was talking to people in the church. And he's saying, you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. He's saying, you're all called. And what are you called to do? First of all, you're called out of darkness. Anyone here called out of darkness? I have been called out of darkness. I have been called out of depression. I have been called away from suicide. I have been called from self-hatred. I have been called from all the things that the enemy would try to ensnare us with. I have been called from that. And we are called to proclaim what Christ has done for us. That call is not just for ordained ministers or for missionaries or for Chi Alpha directors. The call is for you. And you, and you, you, you in the back. I see you back there. That's your roommate. Over there, I see you. The call is for you. And what's crazy is as I've been kind of mulling this over, I worked in the corporate world for 15 years. I rose my way up. God gave me all this favor. Started traveling, speaking to CEOs, all kinds of really, really cool stuff. And I was able to minister to people that would never, literally never step foot in a church. And if I worked in a church, if I followed what I thought God wanted me to do in my own human understanding, I would have missed this whole huge chunk of people that I would have never interacted with. CEOs, CFOs, CMOs. If you don't know what CMO is, look it up. It's different for different organizations. But I will tell you that these people would never step into a church. But after I would speak, they would come up weeping. They want to know more. They want to understand. I was given free rein at one point to share my faith in a totally secular organization. And that's because I earned the trust of the organization and my superiors. And I will tell you that the Lord had a specific and unique call for my life. And that was to walk the path that I walked and reach those around me. And you know what? Literally none of you will ever walk the same path that I've walked. But you also will never walk the same path as the person next to you. You will walk a unique and specific path. And only you will interact with the people that you will interact with. The question is, do you know that you're called to be a light to those people, to proclaim the darkness that you've been pulled out of? Do you know that you're called to do that? You are called to do that. And there are, I just want to share briefly, there are four different types of Christian in the marketplace. Because I will say this, some of you will go into Chi Alpha. Some of you will lead Chi Alpha. Some of you will lead leaders. Some of you will teach and train and develop people like your leadership in here do. Some of you will go overseas. Some of you will take the gospel of Jesus Christ overseas. Some of you will pastor churches. And some of you will be called to your marketplace. Some of you will be engineers. Some of you will be doctors. Some of you will be game wardens. Okay, some of you will be physical therapists. Right there. Okay, you guys all have a specific call, and those are the people that God is going to put in your life that need to be brought out of darkness, who may never step foot in a church. There are four levels when you're in the marketplace, four different representations of believers. The first level of believer is, I'm a believer in the marketplace. People may know it, people may not know it. You're not talking about it, you're not acting like it, you're just a believer, that's it, okay? The second level is, I am a believer in the marketplace who holds biblical values, okay? That means you're not stealing paperclips, and you're not lying to get ahead, and you're not murdering people in your marketplace. Okay, so you hold Christian and biblical values. Okay, so still pretty basic, right? Like pretty much not unique to most of the world. Okay, the third level is, I'm a believer in the marketplace who upholds biblical values in order to do business with biblical values. So in the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so you want to do, you're doing business with these ethics, and your people are noticing you. There's something different about this person. There's something unique. What's happening with this person? We need to get this person in front of more people, okay? And then there's the fourth level, and it's, I'm a Christian in the marketplace who holds biblical values in order to do business in the power and the fullness of the Holy Spirit in order to transform the marketplace. My hope and my prayer and my desire for all of you in this room as you go into the marketplace is that you are at that third and fourth level, that people see a difference in you, that you're able to share the good news one-on-one, maybe in front of crowds of people, who knows? And you're going to walk that unique path that God has set before you. Going back to Jake, my conversation with my boss at the end of that conversation, you know, he started out with, I'm supposed to write you up because I'm getting so many complaints. But I'm actually not going to do that. He said, in fact, I hope that you talk about God more. So if I ever call you to the back and if I ever say, I need you to come back, you have to act like I wrote you up. I'm like, are these tears good enough? You know, because I was a mess. And I was actually like, is this like some kind of underground missionary kind of thing? And he's like, sure, you can call it whatever you want, like whatever. But like, yeah, just act like I wrote you up, put on a good show or whatever you want to do. But keep talking about God. And you know what? Jake started having dreams. And God told him to ask me what they meant. And I said, I don't interpret dreams, but God might tell me the meaning. So he told me his dream, and God told me the meaning. And you know what? Jake accepted Christ. That happened at 4:30 a.m. while we were turning on machines and making mocha. I mean, God is so cool. He's so crazy, you know? And you know what else happened? Jake became a missionary to the Philippines. Doesn't get any better than that. I'd be like, I'm done. Drop the mic. I've done my job, you know? And if I was so bitter, which I was angry. Fortunately, I love the Lord, and I still allowed him to speak to me, even though I was frustrated and angry that I didn't get to do my thing that I thought I was supposed to do, you know? But if I had closed myself off completely, that may have never happened. Or maybe someone else would have gotten that cool opportunity to lead Jake to the Lord. But God has a specific and unique purpose and path for each of you to walk. Whatever path that is, that's going to be unique to you, know that you are called to your marketplace. You are called to the place you go. You are called to the place you do business in, the place you buy and sell. And that everywhere you go, you are a light, like you're wearing a big old badge. I love Jesus. It doesn't have to be a big old badge. But if you act like you're wearing that badge, people are going to see him through you. I have a business card here. And the reason I brought these is because I'm just about done with my talk here. But I wanted to, if you guys just take one and pass it down. I wanted to just share with you real quick. There's a couple projects that we're doing. So I'm actually starting a brand new segment of Chi Alpha that's never existed before. It's called Marketplace. You can see on my business card there. It just says Marketplace. We didn't really know what else to call it. I mean, you guys know the mission statement of Chi Alpha, you know, reconciling students to Christ, transform the university, the marketplace, and the world, right? Well, I mean, here you are. You're on the university. You're transforming your university. I think we should get, I can't do the snappy thing. I think you can snap for that, right? We're sending more missionaries overseas than any other segment of our church in the whole U.S. Did you guys know that? That Chi Alpha is sending more missionaries overseas. We're reaching the world. Snap for that. I can't. Can you do it? I can't. But guess what? Actually, how many people are in this room approximately? Okay, so what's 3% of 60 people? Two? Oh, come on, math people. We've got some math people in the room. Huh? About two. Thank you. Okay, I want just two random people to stand up. Quick. One, two. Okay, you two first. Everyone else sit down. Okay. So now, these two are representing, just representing, not necessarily actually, the people in all of Chi Alpha, in all of the U.S., who are going to go either into Chi Alpha ministry, church ministry, or world missions. Let's give them a hand. You guys are awesome. Thank you for representing those people. All right, now, if you're standing, I want you to sit. And if you're sitting, I want you to stand. All right, look around the room. You guys know what you represent? You represent the percentage of people that are going into the marketplace. I feel like we have an army. I feel like we have an army. I feel like we can do something pretty major with this amount of people, don't you think? I mean, if you represent the, well, I don't know if you know how many Chi Alpha students are in Chi Alpha currently as we speak, about 18,000. So you're representing the 97% of the 18,000 people who will be going into the marketplace. Guess what? You guys need to be trained, you need to be developed, you need to be equipped, and you need to be sent to go in your marketplace so that you can reach people for Jesus. And now, you two, I want you to stand up. You two to stand up. If we all work together, we can see this world's next great awakening. I believe that you are an army. And I believe that you can make a huge difference. You guys can have a seat. So I'll just very quickly tell you about a project that we're doing, that we're piloting, and we are going to be sending 10 to 20 graduates into rural towns that are begging young people to come and take jobs. I mean, we're talking about towns who are paying $65,000 a year starting salary for teachers, okay, because no one will come. But no one's going to come because it's like, oh, yeah, I'll go be a teacher in a town of 2,500 people by myself. That sounds terrible. But if you go with 10 to 20 other Chi Alpha people who are graduating, who are also taking jobs in that town, guess what you could do in that town? You could revitalize it socially, economically, and spiritually. you can make a huge difference. And so we're going to start in a couple of pilot towns. One's going to be a little town in Perham, Minnesota. There's an amazing church there that we're going to be partnering with. They're already on the ground and ready. And then we're going to hopefully do some other pilots as well. And eventually, I'm hoping that this thing spreads like wildfire and a ton of people want to do it. If you want to know more about that, or if you want to know more about how you can be involved in Forwarding Marketplace Ministry, you have my information now. You can reach out to me and you can ask me any questions that you want, or just tell me you're interested. You reaching out to me does not bind you to anything. thank you guys so much for allowing me the opportunity to speak. I'm going to call Nate up to share a little more.